The following podcast is a member of the Pokecasters Network. Pokecasters Network, supporting Pokemon content creators, their shows, and the community of Pokemon fans. To find out more, check out PokecastersNetwork.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook.
Oh man, I was so close to. You see, to maintain this form, I need to absorb organic matter.
We need to get rid of this.
If you're wondering, that's what happened to your other friend that you left behind.
Aurora turns to the rest of the group and she's like, "What the fuck have you all been dealing with?"
A lot of shit.
I'm not quite sure myself.
I don't know.
Culmination of 40 or 50... 50 years, I'm pretty sure. If you don't know, this is Gedges.
Now, you small, insignificant worms have ruined several years of progress in the making.
I guess we ain't smart or insignificant then.
Or worms.
I said that.
And he just starts breathing heavily, and as he's breathing, his body just kind of digitally ripples with every breath. And he is also going to use a move. Where
did I go? Oh good, he has a move.
Ah, oh, great.
I can taste so much blood in my mouth from that being electrocuted.
We need to throw more at him. He can't come back.
Well, you have enough time to throw a move while I look up what he's about to do. So I'll give you guys one turn. It's not a surprise round, but he looks like he's getting ready to use something interesting.
Alright, is he still in water, and is the water still touching other people?
He's hovering.
Alright, he's hovering. I'm throwing more electricity at his face.
Alright. You're doing another Electro Ball? I think that's every other turn.
Let's see here. That's 2 per scene.
Yeah, 2 per scene still means every other turn.
Yeah.
We'll throw... Let's do a Thundershock.
Alright. Go on ahead and roll it.
Oh, we got a nat 20.
Oh.
Alright.
Oh.
What's it say for the number?
We got the 20. For the damage, it is 47. And apply paralysis.
Okay. That gives you a little bit more time. As this electricity goes into him, it seems like he isn't quite liking it, but it's mostly just because of the damage.
We need to throw more.
Everyone, we need to get to the escape pod.
Is anyone else going to use a Pokemon with a move?
Oh, this is going to be a mistake, but you know, the fate of people. I'm sending out a special Pokemon. I'm going to send out my type Null.
Okay.
I hope this works.
Laying on the ground.
Wait! Oh no! I just remembered.
Alright, you send out Type Null. As soon as you send it out, roll Charm.
Alright. Charm is my good stat.
And while this goes on, I want Paxson to grab one of the eggs from those Blissies and smash it on the cat tree.
Alright.
I got a 16 out of 5d6.
Okay. Type null looks at you. Then it looks at this weird thing that looks like it's about to use... Actually, you can roll Pokemon Education to determine what you think this...
Can I roll also?
You can too.
Yay, we're doctors in this field. 14 out of 36.
I have, yet again, another 16, but this one's off 4d6.
Both of you can tell that he's about to use Discharge.
And the entire floor is wet, yes?
Alright.
But the type null turns to you, turns back to it, turns its head to you, and gives a very slight nod.
Okay. You know what's at stake here. It's time to, I don't know if save the world's the right word, but like save this room of people. And I'm going to ask it to go up and crush Claw.
Roll Charm again.
Alright. This one... Oh my god, it's another 16 out of 5d6. I'm really good at rolling 16s.
Alright. It will actually use Crush Claw.
Alright, let me roll the stuff.
So, for context, the first roll was to determine whether or not it was just going to straight up attack you.
Yeah.
Every time you call out an attack, you're going to have to roll Charm to determine whether or not it's going to use that or a different move at random.
Well, we have an accuracy roll of 19, which is a hit evasion of 16.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I forgot. I have to proc download. Does this individual have higher defense or special defense?
It's higher defense.
Ah, that's tragic. Well, actually, no, that's good. No, that's not good. Actually, that means my special attack's higher. Sag. That's okay. He's gonna have to take a 54 physical normal damage.
Alright. He takes it.
Oh, he takes it.
His breathing is shallower. He's not breathing as heavily as he was to prepare this discharge. Now, two of you have used attacks. Three of you are left. Who's going next?
I'm trying to figure out what I can do.
Oh, yeah, is there a role for me just like being able to throw a healing egg at Catchy?
Roll 3d6.
Alright. We've got 10.
Alright. Catchy, you regain 10 hit points.
Yay, I still... My mouth tastes like metal.
Marshmallow peas.
Yummy. My mouth tastes like marshmallows now.
Welcome to the marshmallow gang.
Marshmallow metal.
We're all marshmallow metal people here, friend.
Alright, so Catchy, Wannabe, and Rora, you are able to do something. You have enough time to try and attack this person before he uses the move Discharge. And that should be hint enough to determine what type of move not to use against him.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I've done a lot of moves already.
Yeah, that's why Katri, Rora, and Wannabe are at bat.
I'm trying to think if this would even work, because it's... I guess it might.
Well, for context, Crush Claw did hit, so it's not a ghost type.
You know what? We're going to use the old fucking reliable and go for a stomp.
With which Pokemon?
Pollyanna.
Alright. Pollyanna, still head down, tail up, like a horse scorpion, charges forward towards Chetsis.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Roll the attack.
See, Scott, I did. You want to know what the number was?
20?
Uh-oh.
It was above the 15 to activate the flinch.
Good. So he flinched and paralyzed.
That's
paralyzed.
50. That's unreliable. Also 53 damage.
Alright. He takes it.
God.
Watch me eat.
Well, hey, a flinch, that's a whole nother turn of moves for us.
We need it! You just see Pollyanna looking at scene, realizing what you see. It sees Jovi's void expression at see what Chet is about to use, and it just charges at them like a fucking tank and slams into them with full force, throwing them back. Staggering them.
Anyone else doing anything other than Katri eating cake? Or cake-flavored egg?
Cake? Ew! Sounds nasty!
Unless if it tastes like cake, then...
Yeah, but it's egg!
Yeah, but if it tastes like cake...
I think...
The cake would be good, but the texture would be ugh.
Texture is definitely off-putting, but if it tastes like cake...
It's really Katri and Rora that have the ability to do anything right now.
I'm just eating. Yum, yum, yum. I'm on the ground, in excruciating amounts of pain.
Okay. So we'll say that you're...
You're at 11 hit points.
So you can...
Yeah, I don't want to get up and, do anything because I'm at 11 HP and I don't want to fucking die.
Okay, I think Rora is going to take out one of the Pokeballs. It's got four notches on the side, and she throws it up, and she releases, Mamu the- is it Shinotic or Shinotic?
Shinotic,
okay.
I don't know.
I tend to call it Shinotic.
Yeah,
I also call it Shinotic.
Shinotic. And I think, I think Rora is going to ask Mama to do Spore?
It's already paralyzed. Or Spore Sleep, isn't it?
Yep, Spore All Sleep.
Right. Is that one of those always hits moves?
I'm fairly certain. Not sure where exactly to check this.
Let me pull it up real quick. Google Drive. Oh, I could always check on here too. Grass type moves. Spore. Accuracy check 0. So it does in fact always hit.
Thanks.
So, now, Chetsis is paralyzed, asleep, and flinched. However, his eyes are wide open. He's still breathing very heavily. And since Katri is stunned, I suppose, I'm gonna do something that in D&D is called a lair action.
You bitch. Oh.
No!
Hey, you remember when I said there were like three of those custodial carts that had first aid kits?
Mm-hmm.
One of these custodians comes up with the first aid kit, and attached to it is a defibrillator, and he uses it on Chetsis. And you can tell,
motherfucker,
he's looking pretty fucking good right now.
Oh, we're gonna fucking die.
Is that the sign that we just take? Is that just the telltale god sign that we're supposed to be leaving instead of staying?
Now.
Ooh.
He is still flinched, so he can't really do anything. But you can tell he's no longer shaking, and even though his eyes were open, he was snoring.
Snoring? During all that?
He's not anymore, though.
Mom and Dad. No.
You guys have another turn to do something. Anything.
God.
Paxton, roll tech education. Your arm
tech
is
education.
A weird.
Oh god. What?
I don't like this.
What happened to my arms?
You can see the metal plating over your arms is reaching out to him, and you can see a message on your little wristwatch face.
Choose
to read it.
What does it say?
It says, "Human owner, I have integrated myself within your arms network. Allow me to do this to save you all."
No.
MK.
No, Mel Knuckles? No!
Leo?
Leo?
No, Mel Knuckles!
Do you do anything?
So my arms are, like, reaching out towards the man.
The metal plating in your arms, it seems like it's kind of like a ferrofluid, and it's starting to leave your arms and stretch out towards Chetsis.
God. What do I do in response to this? What can I do?
See, there is you do have the ability to retract your arms, like the coating. You remember that. There was a button that you just had to press and it would retract it. So you can choose to do that, or you can choose to let this continue.
I'm very... Whatever this is,
You'll have until the end of this turn to make that choice.
Mm-hmm.
However, is anyone else going to do anything?
I'm just gesturing to get in the fucking escape pod.
All right, it's time for Type Null. Well, I guess I'll roll Charm, because I want Type Null to hit it with its rage. My Type Null's angry.
You rolled a crit with that Crush Claw, right?
Not a crit. It was a 19, not a 20.
I believe that lowers defense, though, doesn't it?
It does lower defense on a 15 and higher. So okay. I did forget about that.
So he did take a bit more damage, but he's still at this point looking okay. If you want to hit with rage, or if you want to go for another crush claw, you're welcome to.
Well, crush claws every other turn, so I'm raging.
Yeah. All right.
Or asking it to rage. I rolled a 15 on charm.
Okay. The DC is 15, so.
Awesome. I just barely passed.
Oh God.
Yeah. Shoot. If this man's just like constantly getting freshened up by janitor med kits, like I don't see us getting past it.
So we have our accuracy roll of 17, hit evasion of 15, doing 47 damage, and now I'm enraged.
All right. Okay. So now after the move, since he's enraged, roll charm again.
Oh yeah, that's a side effect of this. We have another 15 out of 5d6.
Alright, so Type Null rushes forward towards this floating torso and slams his head into Chetsis. You can see a crack along the mask, and a flash of red in his eyes as he turns and lets out this restrained metal roar. And with
All right.
a huff, turns back towards Chetsis.
You got this, Type Null. Kick his ass.
You know what?
Are you doing anything, or are you just like scooting towards the escape pod?
I guess I'm like assessing myself and seeing if I can use that first aid kit that I... Do I sell the first aid kit I grabbed?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, so I guess I'm gonna do a self-assessment and see if I can do anything to use this first aid kit to get my health back up.
Alright, roll medical.
9.
You can definitely tell that if he uses the move that he's been charging up, you will die. The floor is wet. The best way to stop this, despite the fact that you're ouchied all over, is to take him out before he takes you out permanently.
Alright, I am going to send out Scare Bear.
Alright.
And can I use a move and send it a Pokemon on the same turn?
Yeah.
Cool, I'm gonna cast Will-O-Wisp.
Okay. You can see that, well, Will-O-Wisp you need to roll to hit, right?
Yeah, hits evasion 13.
Okay. So, you see, as this, like, eerie purplish flame leaves your body and hits this floating torso of a human, the entire body erupts into that purple flame, but stays floating, and you send out Scare Bear. Rory, you see a small Teddy Ursa that has, instead of legs, the little Casper Wisp.
You know, if I hadn't been injured like I had, I could have, like, used fucking curse on this thing, on this guy.
What, are you having Scare Bear do anything, or is Scare Bear doing anything on
Oh, I didn't realize I would be able to do Scare Bear's turn right now. Scare Bear's going to Shadow Claw.
Shadow Claw? Alright, roll to hit.
It's evasion 13.
Alright. What's the damage?
51.
Okay. Chetsis is floating lower to the ground now.
Alright. I'm going to... Metal Knuckles seems to have a plan, and I'm going to see what it is, but I'm also going to do something of my own, and I am going to send out Sadie.
We are not getting to the chopper.
Alright. What's Sadie going to do?
Sadie is going to bite to risk another flinch on this man.
Alright, roll it.
She's going right for the face. We got a 19.
19 will definitely cause another flinch. What's the damage?
33.
Alright. He's still up. Anyone doing anything else?
Whatever else Mel Knuckles is doing as he's like floating away from me.
Alright.
I'm just here to get to the escape bar. Come on, guys.
You're allowing Metal Knuckles to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Alright. As this ferrofluid fully leaves your arms, you see it shifts a little bit. It gets these very long, spindly legs. A very large, like, whatever the back of a spider is, that.
Mm-hmm.
You see these metallic, barbed mandibles over a digital HUD type screen for eyes as Metal Knuckles has evolved into a Galvantula.
Oh my god.
There you go.
He's so big!
Big spider.
And as this large metallic spider with its ferrofluid legs kind of melds with the floor, moves closer towards Chetsis. The second the metallic substance on Metal Knuckles touches this glitch, it stops, solidifies, falls to the ground with a thud. You can see there's no more breathing. And then the spider turns to you. And you can kind of see just like this maniacal smile across the screen on its eyes.
No!
And I'm gonna need for you to roll focus with Metal Knuckles, but make sure that Metal Knuckles is evolved.
Mm-hmm, he's evolved now.
Alright. Roll his focus.
His focus. Okay. We have 16.
You can see Metal Knuckles' body twitching ever so slightly as it takes step after step, skittering closer and closer towards you. And its twitching intensifies the closer it gets. And by the time it gets to you, you can see that smile that looks like it was kind of in the reflection of this screen turns into a scream. And then it just very slowly deletes. And then two spider-like eyes appear in that screen. Blinks and then kind of like that little smiley face eyes as it comes up to
Knuckles!
Headbutts your leg.
Yes!
Oh my god, I'm hugging my spider boy.
So this is... seeing God that...
You did it!
Wannabe just kind of gets on his... Like, kind of... Wannabe just finds that himself with that, and he kind of just falls on his knees. Jovi doing the... Jovi kind of just nearly collapsing beside him. It's over.
My boy!
Wannabe, if you want to make complete sure, you do have a Pokemon that can speak with technology.
Yeah. I'm letting Rotom out.
Alright. Your Rotom comes out of your watch and floats towards Metal Knuckles. Just integrates with it for a second, and then the Rotom eyes appear on the screen for Metal Knuckles'. Little eye screen for a second, and it has kind of a quizzical look on its face.
What is your bow, Tom?
And then it leaves and says, "No virus detected."
What was that weird look on your face, though?
Searching.
Oh. It's finally over.
It's all over.
Oh my god, we won! We won! And Polly's gonna start jumping around. She's gonna run over to her type null and give it a hug.
Roll charm.
She's gonna fucking die.
Praying it won't, like, kill me. You know. But, you know, it deserves it. We got 19 out of 5d6.
A little bit more.
I am.
A little bit more of that crack appears in its helmet. But it allows you to hug it.
I am hugging Metal Knuckles on the face.
Metal Knuckles is Issa... your size.
Mm-hmm. Issa is hugging onto one of its big spider legs.
You have a
and say he's just like rubbing against him. Now. I have a rideable spider!
Roomba!
I just... Wannabe looks over at Jovi just like, "We fucking finally did it." And he then looks over towards Bon. "What happened to you? It's over. We won."
"Oh, cool. Can I still fight things?"
"Oh yeah, sure. You just know that there won't be any more hopefully. But the man who made you expand the thing, the man that caused all this, it's over."
"Oh, okay. Cool. As long as I can still fight."
"Well, of course you can."
"And as you're having this conversation with your Pokemon, a couple of grunts come out of the bridge, and they see the husk on the ground, look at you all and say, "Yeah, we surrender. Ship's yours. You can take it."
"Wait, ship's ours?
Ship's yours, you can take
ship's
it.
Ours?
Ship's ours?
Let us
go, please.
I've always wanted to drive the blimp. Dibs.
Oh my god.
Dibs on driving.
Hold on. I want to drive the blimp too."
"Okay, we'll take turns.
It's not working yet, but we can show you how if you are willing to let us go."
"Okay, so fix
driving
it.
Lessons.
Fix it and then put the registration under my name."
"No, put it under my name."
"Under my name."
"Well, can't be on multiple names."
Can I make a suggestion?" One of the grunts just speaks.
"Would also like to make a suggestion."
"Yeah."
And the grunt takes off the face mask, and Rora, it's one of your old gym trainers. And she says,
he steps back.
I I join to try and find Rora. And I think we should probably, Rora, you don't have a gym anymore.
It was going to be my suggestion as well.
We could make this your gym, if everyone's okay with that.
I'm gonna turn to the rest of the group.
Put it under their name.
This is some bullshit. Fine.
I can already feel the intense pouting.
How about this?
Alright, I'm leaving. You guys drive it. Saved the okay, yeah, you know what? Then that's.
You know what? I'm content with that.
Rora, your gym trainer comes up and says, I wasn't sure if you were actually here. I've been looking, but they wouldn't let me go to the lower levels. I just in case, I did bring these, and she holds out several of your gym badges. I grabbed some of these, and there's several more in my room. So I don't know if you needed them, if you planned on redesigning them, but they're here. And I guess they said the gym, the ship's yours for your gym.
And it looks around. I think this will be a nice gym.
We should probably get the.
And
I'm sorry.
I was gonna say, and she Rora looks back at the gym trainer and pulls her into a hug.
Roll to hug.
Aww.
God, what is that?
Athletics.
What dice do I roll? Oh, fuck. Not good at that.
Okay. Are there any fireworks on this thing?
That is 1 out of 2d6. 7 out of 2d6.
Alright, you, in this hug, you start to feel so comfortable, you start to doze off. But she just kind of like shakes you a little bit. And says. We can't have our captain sleep at the helm.
Oh man, no more naps?
Well, I mean, you can nap, just... You know, maybe not in the middle of a hug.
Captain I could also rules. Go for a nap, honestly.
Captain's rules. They make the rules.
You know what? Fair. But, yeah, we'll... I'll get some guys to fix up the bridge and, prepare... I guess the engines might be damaged, so we might have to fix that up.
Oh yeah, we fucked them up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, in the meantime, well, we did hear an emergency shuttle go off. If you wanted to head down and check on that, I guess you can. I'm also gonna get some people to gather up all of those Pokeballs outside, and we're gonna redistribute them to their proper owners. Roll intuition if you wish.
Well, just said.
Oh, if you what'd you say? If you wish, you can roll intuition on that.
I'll do that. I have terrible intuition, but we will see.
I have godly intuition.
I got 2.
I got... No, that was intimidating. Oh, there we go. I got 14.
Alright, Paxson, you're under the impression that this person is... definitely going to steal all of those Pokemon and just leave.
No!
Okay.
We can't trust him.
What are you talking about?
She's going to steal all the Pokemon.
Huh? No, 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 they aren't.
Hold on, how can you be sure about that wannabe? I think that's a...
No, I have to roll intuition.
Yeah, hold on. I'm gonna need to roll intuition as well.
My abilities literally come from communication. What do you mean? I can read people.
Pokemon.
I rolled a 2 out of 2d6.
Fuck me.
Okay, intuition.
Yeah, you also think that, you know, this person is definitely wearing the Revolution outfit. They're probably gonna steal...
No. Like, you don't just wear an outfit like that and be innocent.
You look guilty.
Fun fact.
Yeah, but we were doing it for a good reason.
I just rolled a 2 out of 2d6.
Gem leader, please.
Mel Knuckles, we gotta get back in action. We're not done yet.
I like how Catherine's like,
the Pokeballs.
You don't wear that uniform and be innocent, and you're all wearing that uniform as a disguise.
Okay, but we wore it for a good. We wore it to sneak in. They wore it because they're part of the Revolution.
All right.
Yeah, I see through your lies.
Talking to me.
Rolled intuition, please. I'm begging you.
Everyone else already did.
Yeah.
Wannabe, you're the you know, you're normally so much better at reading people than this. I'm really surprised.
Well, how about this? You have seen dog shit.
We wouldn't all be wrong. If one or two of us like agreed with you, then like, but you're the only one.
Okay, and how do you
point out?
There's never been a time where the minority is the one in the right.
There has always been a minority in the right faction.
It's we can't trust this person.
Espeon!
You're more than welcome to like have one of your Pokemon follow them to do that.
Espeon,
how do I know that they won't just steal my Pokemon?
I'll send Mamu, because the one's already out.
Alright.
You guys are so paranoid.
Wait,
about this.
Hold on. I know how to figure it out. Okay? I'm going to send out my Weepinbell.
Wolkenbell knows all the answers.
Alright, Weepinbell. Can we trust this person? Yes or no?
This is literally the worst person you can ever
Shut up! Shut up! Hold on! I haven't said my theory yet.
Weepinbell turns to this grunt. Turns back to you. Turns to Wannabe.
Hold on! No! Don't look at Wannabe! Look at me! Should we trust this grunt?
No.
I'm cuffing my ears.
Bill.
If Weepinbell doesn't think we should trust them, then we can probably trust them. I think Wannabe was actually right on this one. I'm gonna return my Weepinbell.
Basically, the moment Catchy said like, oh, I get it.
Oh, so we're thinking like a Weepinbell, gotcha.
Yeah, that's how we know that we're wrong.
Yeah, a Weepinbell, and gosh.
Me affirmations, I will not think like Weepinbell again.
I will not be a Weepinbell brain.
I got that Weepin brain.
Which I believe
not the Weepin brain.
Did I? Hold on. Where the fuck is my Weepinbell? Oh, I have so many Pokemon. Yes, this is conspiracy theorists. So if conspiracy theorists, if we should never be on the same side as conspiracy theorists. We've all had a lapse in judgment.
Alright, so
except me.
Gym trainer, whatever wannabe.
Let me have this.
And backs away and says, I'm gonna start giving those.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Okay. And just kind of like turns and hurriedly walks down the stairs. The human resources manager comes up the stairs passing. She's wearing a very, very tight bun, some modest glasses, and is wearing a full, like, pantsuit. And she just turns and looks at you all and says, "So, I hear this ship is under new management, correct?"
Management? Yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I'm Isadora. I'm the human resources manager here. I would love to continue working here, if that's okay. I'd like to think that I've been doing a good job, at least making sure morale is high here, and, you know, trying to keep everything on the up and up. Except for the crimes, I really didn't have much control over that, unfortunately. I was mostly over, you know, harassment cases, terminations, stuff like that.
I raise the hand. Excuse me?
Yes.
What's going on with the janitors? They're kind of eerie as fuck.
Oh, some of them are just very hot. We are definitely drug use on this ship, as long as you're not driving the ship.
What happens if they're using cleaning supplies while high, though?
Wannabe. High people can function.
Yeah.
Why can't they pilot the ship then?
Wannabe, I've been high while interacting with you like numerous different times.
We monitor the entire ship heavily. We do have a internal security detail, which would also fall under the new ship owner's jurisdiction. If you so choose, there's a entire security room on the middle floor, and there's cameras everywhere, and she gestures all over the ship. Just not in the bathrooms.
I'll be right back.
Paxson leaves to go to the bathroom.
Impressive.
Now, I also have previously been a referee for gym battles. I don't know if you intend on doing that here. This is a good enough size for an arena if you do intend to use it for such. Miss Rora, she pushes up her glasses and turns towards
gym battles, you say?
Gym battles.
I am a gym leader.
I did overhear that this would be potentially repurposed as a gym, if you so choose. So, if that is what you wish, we can use this for gym battles. But I believe you all might be a little worn out currently. I don't know if you intend to actually battle these heroes. She turns.
I'd also like a nap.
Turns to them.
I want to pass out.
Very, very briefly, and then turns back to you, Laura. She's mostly talking to you. And says, "I don't know if you intend on battling them. But if you'd like, I can legally say that the battle that you all just went through could qualify as a gym battle if you wish to qualify it as such."
I'm not cringe.
Gym battle or nothing.
Properly.
I'm with Kaji on this.
Oh, it seems like you two want a proper gym battle.
Don't cuff me like this.
I mean,
who am I to deny potential trainers? However, I'm tired, and actually, you're hurt. I think
that is true.
Oh yeah, did you cough up blood recently?
I wonder why she coughed up blood.
Yeah,
recently.
I wonder why I coughed up blood recently. It's not like I was left on the brink of unconsciousness by two people who decided to fire electricity in my general direction.
In our defense, he was made of a computer ship. I thought that would work.
I mean, it did work. It just also hurt.
Yeah.
I can tell you that it most certainly did not work. He was absorbing electricity and preparing to discharge.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Bulbasaur. I see.
So I got electrocuted for nothing.
We didn't know.
I'm holding this against you for the rest of your life.
Well,
I think that's perfectly reasonable.
Anyway,
You left me on the brink of unconsciousness.
You nearly passed out. If probably did.
In a life or death situation, you did more to me than he did.
You nearly lost an arm.
Human resources person just turns back to Gora and says, "Are you quite sure you want to deal with these two? They seem to be a bit unhinged." I could just leave a badge in their bag and send them on their way.
I will literally travel to a different region and get a fucking badge if I can't get this battle. I want to earn my badge. I hear you.
Rora lowers her voice and looks at the
Isadora.
Trainers. Oh. Looks at the trainers and then looks back at Isadora and she goes, as off the walls as these ones may be, I think they'll be even more off the walls if I don't give them a proper gym battle. And...
understandable. Should I send the Blissies after the injured one? I think I'd find that quite amusing.
Yes, I... I think I would too, and I think it would help her, yes.
Right. She claps her hands, and the two Blissies that were just chucking eggs at Paxson run from the infirmary straight towards Khatri, egg in hands. Just...
oh, it's eating
preparing
time.
Preparing to just chuck them.
Wait, me too! I'm gonna send Chansey out. I wanna see Chansey throw eggs at Khatri.
Wait, yours is poisonous, isn't
it? These Blissies are the more or less the exact same.
Oh, okay, then never mind.
Yeah, they're the same typing as, you named the Chansey Camilla, didn't you?
No, I had the Chansey Sharpay.
Right.
Camilla is the queen.
Oh, right, the Vespa queen. Sharpay comes out and looks at these Blissies, and that frown that Sharpay always seems to have turns into a very, very slight smile. And Polly, she's turned away from you, but Khatri, you can see like happy little tears forming in the corner of this Jansen's eyes. As she runs forward, pulls the egg out of her pouch and just slaps it right in your face.
Nice.
Khatri, you get completely covered in egg. And
egg.
And you get ready to turn in for the night. Isadora offers to show you your temporary lodgings and points to where the showers are.
Rad.
Yeah, I don't know if you needed the context, that Chansey is related to those two Blissey.
Aww.
Of the gay Blissies.
But yeah. The healing is healing. And the rest is needed. You all get ready to turn in and prepare for finally, the Violet City Gym Battles.
Yeah!
Fucking blimp.
Blimp battle.
I mean, it's fitting for the town that had the flying type gym. You know?
It's over.
It's over. It's
fitting. But yeah, for now, I think that's where we're gonna call it. With you all getting ready to prepare for the gym battle. And you will have the opportunity to change your team now that this is a ally
Rad.
Area. It's not a hostile area. You can sleep. There aren't enemies nearby.
The war is over.
That's just what I want you to think.
Shut the fuck up.
We're about to put y'all to sleep permanently.
Let's go!
But yeah, so...
Let's go!
The next session's going to be gym battles. I remember Steph likes to go last. For reasons.
Always. I gather information.
So...
Yeah. Yeah.
So we could do this next week if people are willing.
I'll go first.
I don't know if I can next week.
Week can be like one of... Yeah.
Yeah, but if I'm going last, then I don't have to be there, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll discuss that more after I stop the recording. So for the listeners, I want to say thank you for tuning in. God.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate my players, Mars, Argo, and Tyrus. I very much appreciate Justin for being our reoccurring guest. Thank you for being so patient with all of us and for being willing to come in so often.
It's okay. I like doing this.
Yeah. I hope you've enjoyed the completely unhinged energy coming from this group.
It's wonderful.
And very hinged.
Look, I'm not racist.
Sure.